It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hear elevated conversation on crucial issues. Boyd Matheson on Inside Sources.
Welcome back to Inside Sources here on KSL News Radio. Great to be with you on a Friday, as it is every day. I am Boyd Matheson. And as we round out the week, as we come to an end of graduation season, of course, we're always looking for some of those inspiring moments. And we actually had one at Sky Ridge High School. Principal John Walwork gave just an inspiring, very emotional speech. Someone who's been in the business of education for well over 24 years. And I want to go to some of the things that he said, and who he called out is so important, and how he did it that I think was really inspiring. So we want to close out our week with a few little clips here. So we want to start with, again, Sky Ridge Principal John Walwork. He began by saying that he's learned more from his students than they've learned from him.
Sky Ridge community, this is my 24th year in education. The reason I got into this was so that I could make a positive impact on the lives of young people. What I've learned after 24 years is the exact opposite. That these young people have had a tremendous impact on my life.
I love that. And then he went into some very compelling stories of students. The first student he called out was Jenny from Haiti. Listen to her story.
First, Jenny Juassain, please stand. Born in Haiti and raised there till the age of 15, Jenny's parents made a difficult decision to remove her from Haiti's danger and unrest and sent her to the safety of the U.S. with Amethyst, a trusted friend here in Lehi. Jenny arrived here not speaking any English, only Creole and French. As she hasn't been back to Haiti nor seen her parents and siblings since she left 3 years ago. While here, Jenny has thrived, participating in track, dance, choir, French. She's taken a number of AP courses. Jenny received a scholarship to attend Utah Valley University, where she plans to major in engineering, French, and dance. Jenny's dream is to open up dance studios in third world countries for disadvantaged kids who otherwise couldn't afford dance classes. Jenny, merci beaucoup.
I love that he calls out each of these students in their native language, again, showing just how deeply he sees them. He next called out a student who was the first in his family to graduate from high school.
Eliasi Tonga Tukuafu, please stand. Son of Kalani, his mother, Eli's father, Finau Tukuafu, passed away his sophomore year. Eli's the oldest of five siblings, will be the first to graduate from high school. Eli's parents wanted him at Sky Ridge for better education and better influences. He first stayed in Lehi with a supportive uncle and auntie Mahe, then moved back home to Salt Lake when his dad passed to help his mom. In the span of several months, Eli lost his grandpa, his dad, his uncle, who he was named after, and two cousins from the Hunter High School shooting. For a while, Eli took the train from Salt Lake City every morning to Thanksgiving Point so he could attend Sky Ridge. He's been involved with football, lacrosse, wrestling, boys volleyball, and our Polynesian club. Eli plans to attend Utah Valley University to major in criminal justice in hopes of becoming a police officer. Eliasi, maloa pito.
Next, he called out a student from Mexico.
Georgina Diaz, please stand. Georgina is the daughter of Valentina and Carlos Torres Diaz, who moved their family to the U.S. from Mexico to provide a better life for their five children. They moved to Utah when Georgina was in seventh grade. Georgina is bilingual and biliterate, holds a GPA of 3.9, with a lot of AP and other college-level classes on her schedule. Through MTech, she will finish with a certificate as a pharmacy technician. She's active in our FCCLA and qualified for nationals in July. She works two 20-hour jobs at Marshall's and at Walmart. thus frequently needing to do her homework in the early a.m. hours. Her paycheck helps her family with food and bills. Karahina received the Eccles Fulbright Scholarship to attend the University of Utah, majoring in biomedical engineering and biochemistry in hopes of being an anesthesiologist. Karahina, muchísimas gracias por su ejemplo.
And finally, he turned to student Lincoln Perkins, who had a unique connection to Sky Ridge.
Lincoln Perkins, please stand. Son of Joel and Summer Perkins, Lincoln's dad, Dr. Perkins, was the first principal here at Sky Ridge, opened the school, created a vision and mission of this school. Dr. Perkins wanted to create a school, an environment and culture where Lincoln and other students could be included and thrive. And that's what Lincoln has done. He has thrived. Lincoln has been active and involved in our unified sports teams of soccer, basketball, volleyball, track. He's a key member of our jazz and marching bands. He plays the bass electric guitar, the upright bass. He plays the, and he's also teaching himself to play the guitar, the violin, and the piano. Lincoln also writes music. He's earned a 3.9 GPA while at Sky Ridge with some advanced and AP courses. Lincoln is planning to go to Alpine Tech and also Utah Valley University to follow and achieve his music dreams.
And then finally, it wouldn't be possible. Those five extraordinary students from across the world and all kinds of backgrounds. Of course, none of that happens without extraordinary teachers. And John Walberg, the principal, took a moment to call out one of his retiring teachers with an honorary diploma.
Miss Harrison has taught in the classroom for 30 years, the last 22 in the Alpine School District. When Valerie was a young girl attending Kearns High School, due to family circumstances, she had to drop out of high school and get a full-time job to support her family and herself. She later attended Ricks College without a diploma. After a year at Ricks and a 3.8 GPA, she decided to go to BYU. Without a diploma, she couldn't. Valerie quickly obtained her GED and then went to BYU. She later graduated from BYU and started her teaching career. Miss Harrison, we wanted to award you an honorary diploma from Sky Ridge High School. So now you are a retiree and an alumni of Sky Ridge High School. Congratulations, Miss Harrison.
All right, all of that coming from the graduation at Sky Ridge High School and Principal John Walwork. That, my friends, is what leadership in education sounds like. Someone who understands what that day means, someone who can see not just a mass of students moving through, not people just checking boxes and going on to the next step, but people who have unique stories. You talk about someone coming from Haiti as a 15-year-old. I can't even imagine that, and then to be taking AP courses and scholarships and on through each of those stories to me is an extraordinary thing. And the most important thing is that while we have to have government to fund and make sure the baselines of all of that is taken care of in terms of rooms and buildings and supplies, where all of those stories you just heard from a very inspired and inspiring principal came through teachers, through individuals, and through people who were just determined to make a difference. And that's how community happens. And that's why even on a week like this, where we can be pessimistic about the politics and the process, I've never been more bullish on the future of the country. Big kudos to Sky Ridge Principal and High School, John Walwork. Great, great stuff today. All right, that rounds out our week on Inside Sources here on KSL News Radio. I'm Boyd Matheson. And as always, as you go out into the world today, make sure you see something that inspires, say something that uplifts, and do something today that'll make a difference.
KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City. Listen on the KSL News Radio app and in your car at 102.7 FM. KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it. I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.